Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the etiquette of honking your horn, the Twitter drama of Elon's disappearing blue checkmark, Gwyneth Paltrow on Shark Tank, and Corey reviews every Cars movie. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hit it, Fergie.
Hey, Fergie. Hit it, Fergie. Hey, what if instead of count us in, we said clown us in?
Ooh.
And then you honked your clown nose.
Okay.
Five. Four.
No, so I, but my,
level
does
up.
My honk say five, like, or am I honking five no. times, and then I'm honking four times, and then I'm honking,
maybe,
that, at that point, I'm honking like 30 times.
Maybe you honk and hold it for five.
Oh.
Honk and hold for five.
What, okay. Well, anyway.
Hey, speaking of honking,
yeah.
Do you use your horn in your car ever?
No. You know, it is not something, I would have to be witnessing one thing short of the apocalypse for me to be honking.
If somebody swerves in front of you and cuts you off, you don't honk.
Maybe.
Well, so what's the truth?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. I'm saying, like, I am never trying to honk. And if anybody is driving my car and I'm in the passenger seat and they honk, oh, baby, they get an earful.
Really? You say no honking?
I say you can drive the car, but you can't honk the car because, baby, you don't know who's got a crowbar. You don't know who's got a gun in this country.
That's what my dad's always being like, too.
And to be honest, I'm a peaceful pacifist.
Don't you have like a hammer or something in your dashboard just in case?
No. No, I've got my words. My words are my power.
Please, sir, don't hit me with your hammer.
Don't do it. So, what, do you honk? Are you trying to honk?
I was leaving the park after a run.
Okay. Oh, and you got honked at.
No, and the lane merges, and it, like, two lanes become one. And this woman came flying up in the merge lane and was trying to merge right into me instead of, like, just getting behind me like she should have. And she was, like, forcing me off the road. I was, like, nice, and I let her in. And then she got in front of me, and then I laid on the horn. And my friend was riding with me, and he was terrified.
Yeah, I mean, we just live in a country that, you know, people are wild and crazy kids.
If she got out of her car and started walking toward me,
I would just drive away.
I would just drive away.
Yeah, I mean, who's trying to roll down their window to somebody approaching the car?
You were there when that happened to me. I didn't roll down my window when that guy tried to beat me up through my car.
What are you talking about? Where was I?
It was one street off of Melrose. We were going to that What was it? What? Not pho, ramen. We were going to that ramen place, and the car in front of me at the four-way stop was doing a U-ey in the intersection, so I was waiting for it to do the U-ey, and then the car behind me was laying on their horn because they couldn't tell what the car in front of me was doing. And so I flipped off the guy behind me, and remember, and then he got out of the car and was trying to open my door and tell me to fight him.
I was not there.
Yeah, I said, shut up and get back in your car, you dumb.
I was not there, because I think that would be a permanent stain on my memory. or I've blocked it out.
It was a full car. You were there. Our friends from college were there. It was in LA. It was that ramen place next to the Chipotle where my car got run. What a bad part of
the neighborhood. None of this is ringing a bell. I saw a video from above of a roundabout, and people do not know how to use roundabouts.
No.
People were thinking, okay, if I need to go left in the roundabout, I need to get in the other lane of where I'm approaching the roundabout, which is oncoming traffic. And you can see from above, all these cars are going in the wrong lanes,
Was it in America?
Yes, it was like in Kentucky or something, or Ohio, you know, one of those places. It wasn't looking good. Yes. It wasn't looking good.
Yes, and
do people not have to like learn how to drive before they drive anymore?
I feel like
we were the last generation.
We were the last generation. Everyone's distracted. Everyone's on their phone. Everyone's got friends in their car. They're pranking each other on TikTok.
Carpool karaoke. James Corden.
You don't remember when we were at the Chipotle on Melrose and I ran in to get our food and you were on a conference call and then that woman backed into my car and you were sitting in it?
No.
What?
No, that does not ring a bell.
And then you texted me and you said, come out. Someone just hit your car.
Oh, my God.
And then I did. And then that woman wouldn't give me her insurance. Her son said he was going to beat us up. And then they did a hit and run.
Yes, I remember that.
And then nobody ever fixed my car.
Yeah, I remember understand. That.
The police did nothing.
Well, we don't have to get into the details. We don't have to get into the details. Speaking of car trauma, Corey.
Okay.
James Corden has recorded his final carpool karaoke. Did you see who the guest is going to be?
Michelle Obama.
No. What would she sing?
Perso heavy making Oprah dollars.
Michelle Obama. Yeah, sure, I guess.
I think she did do a carpool karaoke, and I think she did sing that song.
Okay, well, that's not who is the final guest. The final guest is Adele.
Adele's already done
it. I don't care.
She's back again.
Back again. And you know what? She's got more to say, more to sing. Harry Styles is the final guest on his show. It's like...
His whole show's ending. All of it.
Yeah. You know what? He has had Harry Styles on how many times? And Harry Styles has like hosted the show for weeks or like... It's like kind of... They're going halvesies is what it has felt like.
I've never seen an episode of James Corden, not even the one you were on.
For real? It was a fun time. First of all, I've been on two. Thank you.
You've been on James Corden twice?
Twice, yes.
What did you talk about?
This and that. That and this.
Oh, wait. You talked about Snervous on it.
Did I? I don't know.
I thought so.
I don't know what I talked about.
They're on YouTube.
Somebody go watch and you let me know. Report back.
I vaguely remember being in a green room while you were doing
one of them was at the YouTube space and it was like a live like performance thing. I don't know. And it was me and Jenna Marbles and they were rubbing like a turtle on our faces or something. I don't remember.
Isn't that when Glozell slid down the pole and broke her leg and then couldn't go on the Amazing Race with us?
Spoiler. Maybe.
Not to laugh at anyone's misfortune, but that also happened at the YouTube space.
Yeah, that rings a bell. Anyway, so it's over. And
anyway,
end of an era on that one.
Did you hear what else is over?
What?
Tucker Carlson got fired from Fox News.
Don Lemon as well.
They're just really cleaning house with news anchors.
Sweep,
today.
Sweep. Well, they're giving it the old sweep, sweep, sweep.
I don't think we could call Fox News news anchor.
Well, you said it.
It's not.
So news, when you said we can't talk. Say why don't you say you
webs of lies.
Maybe you should say you Corey Cool shouldn't be misinformation spreading king.
Maybe that's my.
So what is Tucker Carlson gonna do now? Grift.
Probably. I'm sure he'll go somewhere. One of those others will scoop him up.
What others?
I don't. You think I know whatever the QAnon channels are?
Trump News.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know. To be honest, we're in the dark ages. It's not looking good. Twitter is unusable at this point.
Do you think like 7 years ago you would have said the dark slages?
Oh, we are in the dark slages, mama. 7 days ago.
Okay, slages.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do to slay over the weekend?
This weekend, as far as slaying goes...
Did you do any slaying?
I was slaying mama, and mainly from the house boots. on Friday, we had some people over, and we were celebrating the moon.
Oh, I love her.
Do you know about the moon?
What'd she do to get celebrated?
Well, she was either full or new. Do you know? Full of herself or... I think she was new. No, she was full. No, she was new. She was new. She was new. If she was full, we would have seen her.
Well, maybe it was cloudy.
No, she was new. It was a new moon.
What's the difference?
Well, the new moon is when the moon is you can't see it. It's new. She's new. She's new here. And then when it's full,
you're saying new is the opposite of full.
Yes. Well, have you ever seen those?
Can't we?
What?
So what is she like? Perfectly from a profile, so she just looks slim, 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 skinny, so you can't see her.
There's no reflection of the sun on her surface from our viewpoint.
I don't believe that.
That's a new moon. And then a full moon is a full reflection of the sun on her surface. I think. I don't know.
She got curves and swerves.
And so people celebrate the new moon to honor the past moon cycle, but also to make intentions for the next moon cycle, so that, you know, it's just like a way to track the passing of time and to keep track of your, you know, what you're trying to get up to. Man.
when's the last time you mooned someone?
Never. You think I've ever mooned someone?
Yeah, right.
No.
You seem very big into the moon.
No, I would never moon somebody. No.
I feel like you would love it. I feel like you're serving cheek to cheek.
I just feel like... you remember that story somebody once told us about that one celebrity who mooned their friend a thing, but spread his butt cheeks.
And what? And what?
I just
and then what?
And I just think about that. Do you know
who mooned? That's showing holes.
I know, and I'm saying you don't remember who this was about. I cannot say it on the podcast, but it is a well known celebrity, a very well known male celebrity showing hole, but as part of mooning.
They mooned and spread it.
Spread them.
Why can't you whisper it to me? Why can't you text it to me?
Okay, I'll text it. Okay, but you cannot repeat it.
Who mooned and showed hole?
You're going to gag.
No, I don't believe
Yeah.
That. Who told you that? Not more typing. Who did the person Moon and Showhole to? And where was the person you're texting me at? This is.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, so we had people over for the new moon, and it was really fun. And we had snacks and hors d'oeuvres.
And it was really fun.
It was fun. And a friend of ours came over and brought their...
I saw you had a harpist.
No, it was an electric cello. With a looping, with a looping mechanism, so that they could make a beat and have it loop, and then they could play the cello with the looped beat. It was really cool.
You know, we went to a wedding, and they had an electric fiddle.
Okay.
And the electric fiddlist at the wedding played Cotton Eye Joe.
No, well, you know, Cotton Eye Joe is canceled.
That's what I thought. It was canceled at the wedding that I went to with the electric fiddle, and they played Cotton Eye.
Well, this electric cellist played. If I were to sing, how's it go?
I can't hear you.
How does that song go, actually?
Are you singing? For some reason, whatever you're doing, it's cutting out.
Okay, and so you don't know what I'm singing?
When you're talking, I can hear you perfectly, but whatever you're doing...
Could you hear that?
Sure can.
Okay, well, anyway, it was Gangster's Paradise, but we asked... Which song was it? Amish Paradise or Gangster's Paradise? Because it really could have been either. Because it was on the electric cello.
Okay.
Well, he said it was Gangster's Paradise. And I said, well, not in my brain.
Hey. You really did love Weird Al. Did you ever see his movie?
No, I didn't. Did you?
No, but I did watch all three of the Cars films this weekend.
No. Pass. Did you really?
Yeah. I'd seen every Pixar movie, but I had never seen the Cars movies. And I was like, well, I guess I got to see what these cars are up to.
You watched three Cars films.
I watched Cars. Cars 2 and Cars 3.
Okay, so rank them.
Oh, damn.
Best one was... Be bold, bitch.
It was interesting. I mean, I cried at the third one, so maybe I liked the third one the best. The third one also was finally all about making gender equality, which I appreciated because I watched the first two and I was like, wow, no fucking girl race cars. Misogyny.
Yeah. In the words of Ariana Grande, it's about equality.
Yeah, and I was like, why are there no girl race cars? And then so in the third one, there was a plot point about a girl race car. And I thought, thank you for the inclusion. The second one, I don't know, maybe the second one was my least favorite because it was all about the car with the country voice. And he's all, he likes to fart.
Oh!
And also it was like, it had a like spy theme to it. So a lot of the cars were like shooting guns.
Oh, and I thought, what thumbs?
Literally. These cars could really do things. I'm like.
So that's your review?
So 3-1-2, I
okay.
guess.
These cars could really do things.
Well, the cars were like spies, and they were all shooting grappling hooks and climbing around and being spies. And that car's name was Tater. Or was it Mater? I don't even know.
Well, I saw the new Mario movie.
Oh, well, yeah, I saw you tweet a spoiler. Thanks for doing that to my
timeline. What spoiler?
You tweeted a picture of a sexy girl Bowser holding on to the finger of a big Bowser, and you said, thinking about
it. There was no spoiler.
That seems spoil. I know what's up. No. Now I know she holds
you
his hand.
You truly don't know. You truly don't know. You're gonna gag when you see it. I thought.
Is it worth?
I thought it was a fun.
Is it worth?
I thought it was a fun flick. I saw it with my friend who was really pushing the AMC StubHubs, whatever the hell that is. He was like,
"You don't see those enough to."
I know. I said, "I don't see movies," and everyone in the StubHubs exclusive popcorn line looked at me like, "Then why are you in our line?"
I heard they closed the AMC at that place where the CB2 is, and the
they
gym.
Did. They did. So, well, we went to the AMC in at the Grove, and.
I do like
the Grove. I do like the Grove. Me too. I went to the Grove twice this weekend. Whoa. We went to World Market yesterday. Oh baby, I went wild. I was wild. I got a new rug.
Well, you should always check with me to see if I've got any coupons you
Bitch,
could use.
There's not a world you have coupons that I don't have.
You don't know
I do
that.
Know that. I do
and
know
I guess
that.
You'll never
and I do
know.
And I guess I do
you'll
know.
Never
so
know.
So I got
I guess you'll
So
never
I got this
know.
New 2x3 rug, which is perfect. And
where is
it's
it?
It's downstairs right by the sliding glass door.
The one, which one? For their area or for your area?
Well, I had already had the same rug, but a different color scheme on the right side. And so like I was like, I would like another for the left side. So I got it, and Crouton is currently down there laying on it right now.
He loves the smell of
new. He loves the smell of new.
I had something to say.
Okay.
Oh, guess what movie I finally watched?
What?
Cocaine Bear.
Oh my God, and you loved it.
I fell asleep throughout. I kept head nodding.
That's fine. If that's the experience that you wanted to have, then you got what you wanted out of it.
I was really sleepy. We were supposed to watch it early on Friday, and then my friends were all late getting over, and I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll start without you. And then I was falling asleep.
You really need to. People need to be leaning into it. It's a fun flick.
Did it have a plot?
Oh, you know what? Did you rent it or buy it?
It's free streaming on Hulu.
So you're going to have to watch it again. You're going to have to watch it again.
I saw the bear get into the cocaine, and then...
Spoiler!
I woke up and there were two little kids off on their own, and they were worried. They were doing the coke.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were worried, and then the bear came.
I'm not asking for the plot. I already saw it.
When did Jesse Tyler Ferguson get there?
You need to watch it again and not fall asleep.
The best part was when Margot Martindale was all, open the door, I'm going to shoot that bear.
Don't spoil it. Stop spoiling it.
And the guy opened the door, and she shot him in the back of the head on accident.
Corey, what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
The movie's been out for 2 months.
Yeah, so but I'm asking you, why are you...
Spoiler culture.
All you're doing is telling us all the plot, all the surprises, and I've already seen it, so what's the point here? Tell us how you feel, not what you saw. Do you know what a review is?
I'm trying to fill 30 minutes.
Oh, I have other things to talk about. You don't need to read me the plot of Cocaine Bear.
And then suddenly the bear...
Enough. Hey, I saw Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Have you ever seen that?
No. We're not talking about
it. I would recommend it. I think you should see it.
Can you walk me through the major plot point spoilers?
Yes. It's about three Australian drag queens who go on an adventure in a bus through the desert.
Remember when you called my cat Priscilla?
Yeah. Is its name not Priscilla? What do you mean?
Her name was Priscilla.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Because she was a pussycat.
No, was it really? The way you said, do you remember you calling her Priscilla as if her name wasn't Priscilla?
How come Tweety Bird was all pussy?
Okay, I'll go down this route.
Yeah, Tweety Bird was always, I thought I saw a pussy cat.
Yeah, well, that's what Tweety Bird had thought she had saw.
A pussy cat.
And so when you see your apex predator, do you not claim, I thought I saw a pussy cat? When you
what is your apex predator?
The number one thing who could get me?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh God, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't know. What's yours?
It wasn't my question.
My apex predator, anxiety. I thought I saw anxiety. I thought I saw depression.
I thought I saw depression.
I thought. Is that what he sounds like? That bird? What's with
Tweety Bird? Tweety Bird is a boy. Remember, we found this
out. I'm not committed to any gender identity for Tweety Bird. I will say, why is Tweety Bird's head so fucking huge? Let's talk about who would not be able to fly.
You know that I don't think Tweety Bird can fly.
Exactly.
You know that girl who got hit in the head?
You're gonna have to be more specific.
Shovel Keisha.
Of course, that's what I thought you were talking about. Shovel Keisha, yes.
Well, picture Tweety Bird being all, I got a hard-ass head.
Okay, what about it? I know Tweety Bird doesn't have a hard-ass head. If I wanted to smush Tweety Bird's head, I could, with one hand, I could smush it.
You think Tweety Bird has their soft spot?
I think Tweety Bird... Is Tweety Bird a child bird or a full-grown adult bird, or what's the bird? Bird is the word. What is the word about this bird?
I think Tweety Bird is an adult.
Okay.
That's
why. Is that why you're sexualizing him?
Oh wow! Now you do agree that it's a he.
Oh! I thought.
Hey, you know what I thought?
What do you feel about white stockings in the church?
White stockings, black shoes.
I sang that to Hudson this morning.
Should be worn in the church.
I sang that to Hudson this morning on our walk with the dogs, and he did not get it. And then I had to explain to him, which it's not an easy concept to explain, the origin of that.
What's hard to explain? Kennedy Davenport.
Yes.
On some sort of, who was she with?
Trixie Mattel. On the pit stop during COVID because they're on Zoom. And that wasn't clicking. So I showed him the clip and it still didn't make him laugh in any capacity.
Does he not have a sense of humor?
That's a great pre-junta. That's a great pre-junta.
Wow. Maybe he should learn to laugh.
I've always said that. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, you know what I thought I thought?
What did you think you thought?
Hey, I thought you were paying for your blue check.
Wrong-o, moose breath. Oh my God. So there's a whole, okay, so here's, let me just break it down for the people at home. What has been the last week? Because if you're listening a year from now, you'll want the full rundown of this herstory, mama. Okay. Elon Musk was forced to buy Twitter because he claimed he was buying Twitter. Okay.
He made an offer they couldn't refuse.
Legally. And then, so now he's got it. And then he was like, gonna try to turn a profit. And so he was gonna make the verification check mark cost $8 a month. And anybody can apply for it. And so then everyone was like, okay.
It's not an application.
Anybody can
have a credit card swipe.
Anybody can buy for it. and then everyone was like, well, we don't want the check mark because it means that we're associated with people that are like paying $8 a month for this like fake status symbol now. Anyway, and so he removed all of the legacy check marks over the weekend on 420. And
it actually didn't go until.
And it didn't go away. And so everyone was like, everyone was accusing everyone of, did you pay $8 for that? And so then they all finally went away. It went away 4 days before my 10-year anniversary of being verified on Twitter. 4 days short.
It went away the day after my 15-year anniversary of Twitter.
Damn, you're old. You're an old bitch. Crackety crickety. Anyway, so then they came back because nobody was buying the verification marks except the people that were like buying them. And like celebrities were like, we're not buying this. And so it lost all type of meaning and like value. And so then he was forcing them back onto anybody with more than 1 million followers. And if you click on the check mark, it says this person paid for Twitter Blue. And so all of these celebrities are saying like, you're using my name to advertise a product that I did not endorse or pay for. And so I think it's going to have legal ramifications. Anyway, so I had it and then I didn't have it and then I had it again. And then I found if you change your Twitter name, it gets rid of it. So I got rid of it, but I can still edit tweets now, which is a new thing. I will never edit a tweet because it'll just say, like, this tweet was edited. Do you want to see past versions? Bitch, who's trying to edit a tweet? Just delete it and repost it. Grow up. Who's trying to edit a tweet?
I saw a news article that said the day that he was, like, getting rid of the blue check for good, so whatever that was, 420 last week, it said that the net between people who already had Twitter Blue and who canceled it on that day after they took everyone else's checks away and the people who bought it that day, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like newcomers, the net difference between people who subscribed that day and people who quit that day was, guess how much?
28.
It was 28.
I know, because I saw it.
Bitch, don't be a bad guesser.
I mean, 28,000?
No, 28.
It was only 28? Oh, I thought it was 28 million. Was it 28 million?
No. So anyway, it's nice to know that you subscribe.
I don't, and I have no way of getting rid of my Twitter Blue status. Though I don't think it says on my page that I have Twitter Blue, but like it says in my settings that I have Twitter Blue, and I'm like, baby, I'm not about to pay for it. It's really funny, the mental gymnastics that people are going through of like yelling at celebrities like, oh, you're too cheap to pay for Twitter Blue. You're not going to pay for your free speech. And it's like, blink, 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 blink.
Free speech, blink, blink. If you're paying for it.
And then they were, oh my God, we're reaching the point of the cycle where Republicans who are paying for Twitter Blue are acting vilified because they're feeling like it's their scarlet letter. It's their, I saw comparisons of what Nazis made Jewish people wear, the stars, and they're like, this is our version of that. And I'm like, okay, we've really lost the plot. If you are paying $8 to act like a victim of and compare yourself to a genocide, you have lost your fucking minds. These people.
It's a drama.
These people.
Well, I think we knew before 420 that most of them had lost their mind.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, P.S. Thanks to everyone who swung by my 420 party. We raised $5,000 for Last Prisoner Project.
I love that. Did you get wild and crazy? Wow. So you did a chaos hump day and then you did a 420 party.
I know. We were crazy. We were all like, we really did a double doozy, baby.
And then you got stoned and went on stream late Saturday night too.
Why do you know my life?
Because I was home and I saw your tweet.
Saturday night was actually really fun. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling funky, fresh, and free. I had just saw the Mario movie. I was feeling alive and awake. I got home and Hudson was snoring on the couch. I said, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to hang out with the girls.
I'm going to go play with my girls.
I did, and I did. You want to know something real nuts? Yesterday, we walked around that farmer's market of the Grove, Hudson and I, and we...
Did you get any stickers?
No, but we did stop at a Belgian bakery, and we got espressos and a pastry. And we were all like, wee, baguette! The pastry was chocolate and vanilla. Mmm.
Wow, when you said you weren't.
I was very sincere with my And then after that, we went to Veggie Grill and we had a lunch. And then we went to World Market and I got my rug. And I got a little net for on top of, you can put it like that.
For all your stuffed animals in the corner of your bedroom?
No, a net for like, you put it on food so gnats don't come and try to eat it. Wow. Like if you put out like a little display of food, a plate of food, and Hudson goes, are you sure we need that? I said, I'm pretty sure.
Cool. Is that where people can find
it? No. And then you want to hear what else I got from World Market? I got a little three-tiered little jewelry and trinket display thing.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
where will you keep it?
Well, it's in my bathroom. I'll show you next time you're here.
Oh, I can't wait.
When are you going to come and visit? It's been too long, my sissy girl.
Yeah, invite me down.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing?
I'm going to a graduation.
So okay.
I know Crouton does miss me.
He was just saying. He did just say that. He said, "Where's that that cum guzzling whore that reeks of loads.
I didn't know you told him my nickname.
He found out for himself. He walked in on it. Anyway, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me brushing my teeth since I got that cum breath.
You better floss as well. flossing is really important, and I hope everyone knows that.
Hey, you got a tongue scraper?
Yeah, but it's not like the metal ones. That scares me. Okay. When I see somebody with a metal tongue scraper, I think, it's giving Saw. It's like you're asking to be the executioner and the victim.
You know those eyelash curlers?
Yeah.
That's what I use for my tongue.
Okay.
Scraper.
Okay. Oh, to scrape with or to curl?
I just put my tongue in between and...
Okay. Hey, there's got to be a... Ooh, I'm getting a Shark Tank transmission. Hold on.
Hello.
Hold on. A device that you press your tongue with so that it learns the muscle memory techniques to make a clover for those who can't make the clover thing with their tongue. What?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe a taco one so you can, because some people can't do that either.
You learn to roll it.
Some people cannot. And so maybe it's a, hey, sharks, have you ever tried to do it with your tongue?
Have you ever been embarrassed because your tongue sucks?
Hey, sharks. Okay, raise of hands. Who here has ever felt shame about the extent of what their tongue can do? Well, sharks.
Or can't do.
And then who do you think is going to be like, oh, I'm out?
No, they would all be in, especially Gwyneth Paltrow.
Has she ever been a shark?
Yeah, she guests.
I have never seen I see Shark Tank
she
often
was just
at the
on,
gym on mute.
She was just on a week ago, and what did she invest in? Powdered breast milk.
All right, Corey, where can people find you?
I already told you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and?
And I believe you told us where people can find you, too.
Gwyneth invested in powdered breast milk?
So what they do
is it really from a breast, or is it from...
Yes.
Oh.
No, you have to ship them your breast milk.
No. You think I'm sending my breast milk to strangers? This is a scheme for perverts.
And then you send them it, they dehydrate it, you get it back in a powdered form, and then you just add a little water and you make milk again.
It's a no for me, and for this reason, I'm out.
Her and Lori split the deal.
I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. Jesus Christ.
Women supporting women. All right, gotta go.
Bye.